guys, it's Willow back with another episode, and today I wrote down some questions and answers, and these are frequent questions I'm asked, so they're answers to questions that people ask me on the daily. So my first question is, why do I want to lose this weight? Well, honestly, I want to lose it because I don't like the feeling of having fat on my body. It just doesn't feel right and it's not a good or appealing look to me or other people. It's like when I look at myself, I just see something unfamiliar and unfriendly. Achieving a figure I want will be something that is challenging, but overall, a weight lifted off my shoulders once done. The second question that I'm asked is, what becoming the woman I know myself to be will mean? Switching my gender will be a major turning point in my life. Maybe it won't solve all my problems, but it will bring me closer to my solution. It will mean that I leave myself behind, and I will be leave behind his mind and soul and welcome Willow into my life, if not before. Meaning, I've already let her in, but this was written back in November. It will mean I represent an entirety of people, so I shall represent accordingly. And what becoming Willow means now. Honestly, me losing weight is a main priority. It won't matter if I lose it safely or not, as long as I still stay vigilant to damaging signs. Dancing should or will be my way out of reality. I need to just let it invade my mind, at least for one period a day. Even quiet could be an escape. Try and put myself out there and smile, because a frown is not it. Also, yeah, I can't read that part. But, so, basically, I just wanted to, you know, answer some questions that I'm usually asking daily. And I would like to share a diary entry of mine. So, it was December 19th, 2019. Hola, bitch. Today has been okay. Pretty much would like to say that you just need to remind yourself you're pretty and worth all the love in the world. You are losing the weight and learning to smile more. You are becoming you ever so slowly and become more deserving every day of the life of a woman. You are becoming a more evolved person. You are learning to become more elegant and poised, or whatever the fuck that means to society. Men, you will be who you want to become, Willow, or whoever you decide you are to become. You are so young and have a lot of life to live, so live it up. You are a black woman. You have the magic and the attitude to become who you want, so don't let it stop. Don't let life stop you. And always remember, come forth with kindness, be gentle from the way you speak to your touch, lose your weight, and feel secure if that's what you need. Be silent, speak when needed, don't argue if it's not necessary. Be silent when silent, but know you're right, lol. It might be sexy when he mad, but don't overdo it. And then I put at the bottom, that's important. So, you know, I basically, this is just that whole paper was me letting myself and reminding myself that I am who I'm becoming, and my manifestation is worth it, and it's coming close. And I just know that I deserve the best, and that I only deserve what I bring forth. If I bring forth a bad attitude and, you know, just the overall look over what I'm going through, me, you know, being from being depressed about, you know, not being a girl right now, not being able to start hormones, and, you know, I can't give out that and then expect, you know, to get what I need when I sit down, and if I cry or if I mope or if I don't participate, I'm only making my life harder when I could be making it easier for myself. Also, for the girls that are out there that are hurting because you can't start, or hurting because, you know, you, when you were younger, you tried to convince yourself that, yes, I'm a boy, yes, I'm a boy, I'm gonna do sports, I'm gonna do this, and now you're upset because you did sports and you got fit and you got big. You know, stuff happens and we have to learn how to get through it, and I see you, and you deserve the best, and you can't sit around and mope about it. You have to try and get up and fix it. And if I can be that person that you listen to, and I can motivate you to get up and go and try and participate, I want to be that person. So we're gonna take a quick music break, and next we'll be playing First Man by Camila Cabello.
Yes, I'm gonna stay with him tonight. I'll see you in the morning. No, of course he won't drink and drive. Can you say bye to mom for me? Oh, you like him, he's really kind. And he's funny, like you sometimes. Found someone I really like, maybe for the first time. No, I don't need a jacket, it's not that cold tonight. And you worry, I get it, but he's waiting outside. Airport. Not just me you pick up anymore. I've got 8 days off coming up, and I can only come home for 4. Yeah, I just met his family, they're just like you and mom. He makes me really happy, think he might be the one. I swear on my heart that he's a good man. I promise he loves me, he'd never hurt me. You held me so tight, now someone else can. But you were the first man that really loved me. Now you're on the driveway, faking a smile. Wish you could tell him he doesn't deserve me. So I had to start the car and turn around to tell you you were the first man that really loved me. And before they open up the doors, never seen you cry before. You say you've never looked so beautiful. You know you'll always be my little girl. You're looking at me while walking down the aisle with tears in your eyes. Maybe he deserves me. You don't even know how much it means to me now that you were the first. Really loved me. Oh, you really.
Also, for today, I wanted to do something a little fun and do a what type of mythical creature are you test. So, the first question is, what sport would be best for you? Honestly, I've always been like fascinated with archery, the answers are ski jumping, horse riding, archery, and gymnastics. As I said before, I really like archery, but I also like gymnastics and being flexible, so I'm gonna pick gymnastics. And then the second question is, have you dated a lot of people? And I'm just gonna say just a couple because I am not alone and I don't just fuck with random people. Excuse my language. But the third question is, do you fall in love easily? And the answer choices are, I never fall in love. No, but people fall for me all the time. No, but I fall in lust. No, but when I do fall in love, it is real. I'm gonna pick the last one because that is very much true. Whenever I fall in love hard. So a lot of people break up with me. So the answer choices are, because I'm a bad boy or girl, I am too mysterious, I am too immature, I am too intense. Honestly, I would like to say that I am too mysterious and I am too intense. I'm gonna pick I am too intense because I can be a little intense at times. But it's like a good intense, but it's also too intense sometimes, if you know what I mean. How many good friends do I have? I have none. I am looking for friends. No, I'm not looking for friends, but acquaintances. Do you ever feel like the villagers are going to come after you? And the answer choices are all the time, man. No. Why would they do that? Well, sometimes I do stuff I shouldn't. No, everyone loves me. I'm going to pick the third one, which is, well, sometimes I do stuff I shouldn't, because I do stuff I shouldn't most of the time. Where do I want to live? The answer choices are, on top of a mountain, a house in a big field, a house in the woods, a house near the ocean. Honestly, I've always had like a fascination with the ocean, like how wide it is and how undiscovered it is, just like me. So I'm gonna pick a house near the ocean. And how into gold are you? The answers are totally into it. I don't care about money. I like it just fine. Yeah, I could take it or leave it. I'm gonna pick the last one because, you know, I'm mostly fascinated by diamonds, not gold. My friends describe me as unique, different, because I am. And Jesus, I lost kind of the question, so I'm just gonna start saying them. What would you do if someone tried to mug you? I would lead with a round horse kick and follow it up with a pile driver or a run. Try to talk them out of it, then fight. Honestly, I would try to talk them out of it, then fight. What time do you usually go to bed? I go to bed around like midnight or 10 o'clock, but most likely midnight. How do you make decisions? I figure out how it benefits me, or I figure out how it benefits society, or according to how it benefits my family and friends, I figure out how it benefits the universe. I could say that I figure out how it benefits me, or I figure out how it benefits the universe, but most of the time I try to figure out how it benefits me. How do you feel most often? I feel restless, not really wound up or peaceful or full of love. I usually most likely feel restless, like a lot of the time. Which movie would you watch? How to Train Your Dragon, The Last Unicorn, Elf, or Peter Pan? Honestly, How to Train Your Dragon has been my movie since I was a kid, so we're gonna go with How to Train Your Dragon. Game of Thrones is pretty cool. I never really watched it like that, but from what I watched, it was pretty cool, and you know, it wasn't really for me, but it was really good. What do you get in trouble for most? General mayhem, daydreaming, playing a prank, wishing things were perfect. Honestly, wishing things were perfect is what I get in trouble for most. Which singer do you prefer? Kurt Cobain, Bjork, Robbie Williams, or Tori Amos? I prefer Bjork because I like her music. It's very different and very out of this world. Will Ferrell is lame. I don't really like him. I don't think he's funny. And I never really liked him. Music that I prefer is punk or folk rap or classical. I like funk. I mean, not funk, bitch. Folk music. And the next question is, you just saw a beautiful moon walking through the forest. What do? I go about my day. Honestly, if I could grant people wishes, I would lucky grant her a wish. So I'm going to pick grant her a wish. Are you sometimes hard to find? Sometimes. I don't always want to be found. What are you like at a party? I'm always being going hard and being loud. I tend to be quiet and in the corner. I usually just hang with my friends. I tend to be quiet but still in the center of attention. I usually just hang out with my friends. What body of water do you like most? Oceans, streams, rivers, or lakes? I like oceans because they're very undiscovered. And if you go to like rivers or streams, you know, they're more, you can discover them because, you know, you can discover them. Do I feel magical all the time? I feel magical all the time. I'm very magical. What would be a good job for you? UFC fighter, entertainer, private detective, or social worker? I would be a really good entertainer. As proven by literally every test that I've ever taken for like jobs and stuff like that. You know, like the where they do like the ENTP or the INTP stuff, you know, for school. Yeah. According to that, but I also really like that stuff and I'm really good at it, so I'd be a really good entertainer. I feel like that would be the best job for me. What is your favorite meal? My favorite meal is dinner. You are the richest guy in a small town. What do you do? Keep all my money and buy an expensive car, share my money with the whole town, share my money with people I like. Share my money with people I like. What is your most distinguishing feature? My strength, my unique look, my agility, or my beauty? I would say my beauty, but you know, we all know how that goes. Honestly, I would like to say my strength is what people admire about me the most. If something is popular, I tend to want to know why, not really love it or hate it or not know about it, but I would like to want to know why it's like that. What do you do to your mortal enemy? Destroy them, avoid them, gang up on them, or charm them? Honestly, I used to want to destroy the people, but nowadays I like to just avoid them because I don't want the drama. So that's that. Avoid them. So now my results are circulating, and I am a fairy. While you might not like to admit it because you like to keep a low profile, there is something about you that is rather magical. Although you look pretty normal in appearance, beneath it is awesome, someone very special. You look normal for a reason, though. You don't like others to know who you really are, and that's on period. I don't like people to really know who I am. Because there's a past, long past of people that I hang out with that just did not know how to keep their mouth shut. But yes, that'll be the end of the podcast. I'm glad if you listened. I'm glad if you didn't. But thank you for joining my podcast. This is Willow signing out. Peace.